I'm not somebody that's going to come in here and barge your place and ruin your life, but you ruined mine and I want to know why. Thing, and I wanted to talk to you because it's going to start coming out. I have an OnlyFans page. So this was something, you know, not that it's relevant to this. It's not like I promoted on Peanut's page. It was a way for me to make the money I had to make to buy this place.
Brothers and sisters, it seems like reports are coming out that Peanut the Squirrel owner reveals once opening an OnlyFans page to fund animal sanctuaries. Brothers and sisters, this is going crazy. When I first did this story, it was all about finances. I was trying to figure out if their charity was legit, about the GoFundMe. If you haven't watched part one and part two, go check those out, because I was really trying to help you understand how charities work, how they get paid, how to make sure that we are donating to the right organizations, make sure that they're tax exempt. We went to the IRS website. We verified who they were, make sure the donations are going to the right places. Also letting you know that charities, their financials are public record and you can actually go look those up. And that's what this was all about. It wasn't really about I got you or trying to say that his charity wasn't legit. I was really trying to use it as an example because it was popular news and I think people would have been interested. But now we're finding out that this owner had an OnlyFans page. So now the plot actually thickens because we're thinking, okay, well, they came to get the squirrel and to get the raccoon, right? That's so wrong. Why the NYS DEC come in, just snatch his raccoon, then kill it. That's crazy. Now we're finding out that they had an OnlyFans page that they were shooting inside their house, and he admits to actually starting one to fund the sanctuary. Take a listen to this.
I'm not somebody that's going to come in here and barge your place and ruin your life, but you ruined mine and I want to know why. Thing, and I wanted to talk to you because it's going to start coming out. I have an OnlyFans page. So this was something, you know, not that it's relevant to this. It's not like I promoted on Peanut's page. It was a way for me to make the money I had to make to buy this place.
Y'all heard it. It's not coming from me. It's not a rumor. It's not something we see on the internet. It's not something some blogger put on there as to add all these lies to, you know, or to defame this person. Came from his mouth. He said it himself that he had an OnlyFans page and he used it to promote the sanctuary. Now, the question becomes, do you support someone who does something bad to do something, quote unquote, good? Now, this is a question many investors need to ask themselves. And as a Christian financial advisor, that's a question that I ask many of my investors, is that what do you believe in? Because you don't want to put your money behind things you don't believe. Now, you may care about the animal sanctuary. That's fine. You may want to save animals. That's great, too. But who are you going to support and where is the money going to go? Now, I'm going to take two sides of this because we're not judging. I'm actually going to put a scripture up here before we even start, before anybody gets the wrong idea, before anybody attacks me in the comments. It comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 through 3. Judge not that ye be not judged, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thy own eye? So what is this saying, brothers and sisters, is that whatever measure that we judge this man for, saying, oh, this is immoral, this is not right, we have to judge ourselves as well by that same measure. So make sure that we are living up to that same standard by which we are holding other people accountable. Okay. Now, why did I say this? Because we are equating what he did to raise the money to the animal sanctuary, we also have to be careful about how we make our own money. So let's say that you're against alcohol. Are you working at the Budweiser factory, right? Or you're against cigarettes. Are you working at Marlboro, right? So we have to understand how we are making money and then how we are, you know, transitioning that money to a better place. So hopefully I get that out the way. So you don't think that I'm bashing this guy for whatever that he's doing, because it's not for me to judge. God is the only judge. With me, I have a moral compass, meaning I don't like it. I'm not going to support it, but that's just me. But you have every free will to do what you want with your money. But as far as investing, how I make money, where I put my money, I am in control of that. I am stewarding God's wealth. And I hope that you do the same thing, whether you believe in God or not. Hopefully that you steward your wealth that's going to do the most good for what you think. Why am I so animate about this guy and his financials and the public charity and where the GoFundMe goes and where the money? Isn't it all the same? I mean, you're giving it to Mark, is going to Mark anyway, right? You're very right. And a commenter actually said this, and I'm actually going to post this right here. And I really want to respond to this. And he writes, they are the sanctuary. Regardless if the GoFundMe was set up for the sanctuary or them to receive the money. The logos get the money or access to it either way. People are donating to them to be or to see the funds as or to use. That's probably what it meant. To use the funds as they see fit. 100% agree. I think that's very true. He brings up a very good point. When you donate to them, you're going to donate to the sanctuary, or they're going to do what they see fit because they own the sanctuary and they own their own person, right? Yes, but that's why I'm doing the videos, brothers and sisters. Let me tell you why I am so concerned. Because when you give to a charity, you are giving directly to the charity. You get a tax donation receipt. We talked about that in the last video. We went to the website for Peanuts Wellbeing in Australia at the bottom. They said, hey, any donation over $2 will get a tax receipt and you could write this off in your taxes, right? But if you give directly to Mark, guess what? Mark doesn't have to give it to the sanctuary. That's one. Two, if he does give it to the sanctuary, guess who gets the tax write-off? Mark. So not only is he getting your donation, he is also getting your charitable donation write-off. Think about this, people. Not only is he getting your donation, he is getting your charitable donation write-off. So he's winning on both sides. And you leave with nothing. And all I am saying is if you are going to donate, make sure you get your benefit. You deserve to get your benefit. Everyone's getting paid except for you. Literally, you go to GoFundMe, they charge you 2.9% for the processing fee, right? So he doesn't get that, but GoFundMe gets it. And then you don't get your write-off. So anyway, I just want to make that point. I love the people who comment, but at the same time, this is why I do this. I am here to follow the money. Now, if you want to support the animal sanctuary, I'm going to take this argument here. If you want to support the animal sanctuary, you have a way to do it. You can donate directly to the sanctuary. They have an EIN number. We talked about that on the other episodes. I'm actually going to bring it up here once again. So if you look here, you will see the tax ID number. You can look up the charity on the IRS government website. I'm going to show you what that looks like as well. You're going to type in TEOS, which is the tax exempt organization search. We'll type that here. You see it here, tax exempt organization. There is a tax exempt organization search tool. We're going to click that here. We're going to start, search for a tax exempt organization. We're going to take that EIN number here, paste it, click search. And there we go. We have Peanuts Freedom Farm Animal Sanctuary Incorporated. That's the EIN number. And then here we show that it is legitimate. They have the letter from the IRS. Everything's good. Okay. So we do have a verifiable charity. Now, the thing is, you donate directly to the charity. What we talked about in part two was that people were donating to the GoFundMe and it was going to Mark. It wasn't necessarily going to the sanctuary. Now, in these videos, what you will see is a common theme. I made the money, but I gave it to the sanctuary. I made the money, but I gave it to the sanctuary. Oh, I did this on the side, but I gave it to the sanctuary. That's fine that you say that, but why are you taking the money to give to the sanctuary when they can donate directly to the sanctuary? I'm gonna play a quick clip from our last video where I break down how he is getting the money directly and it's not going directly to the sanctuary. Watch this. Are basically on GoFundMe under the nonprofit umbrella, right? Verified charity. So let's go to McKinney Community Christmas Tree. They raised $4,000, whatever it may be. Look at here. You see this? It says tax deductible. It says the fundraiser is organized by McKinney Downtown Business Redevelopment Incorporated. Company, tax deductible. McKinney Downtown Redevelopment Incorporated is a registered nonprofit. This is their EIN number, and then it shows you how nonprofit fundraisers work. Donations are typically 100% tax deductible in the U.S. Your donation is made to PayPal Giving Fund, a 501c3 charitable organization, to benefit your chosen charity. Perfect. And then they kind of go into what PayPal Giving Fund is. Let's go back to Peanut. It's supposed to be a nonprofit. Now, this says Peanuts Freedom Farm fundraising manager is Brianna, is organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Mark Longo, who is a person, not the actual Freedom Farm. And it says here, donations. It didn't say anything about tax deductible. So why did I bring this up? Is because, well, if this is not tax deductible, that means that money doesn't have to go to the nonprofit and they don't have to report it on their 990 because the money is not going to the organization. Now, she can say this. She can say all funds raised will be going straight to the nonprofit, but it's not linked to the nonprofit. It's linked to Mark Longo, who is the beneficiary, I think it is. Yeah. So she's just a manager and is going to the beneficiary of Mark Longo.
Brothers and sisters, this doesn't mean that he's doing anything wrong with the money. I'm not saying that. But what this does is open the door to fraud. Why is that? Because if the money is, because if Mark is the beneficiary to that money, then we are assuming Mark is going to take all of that money and give it to the animals. We are making that assumption, but we don't need faith where we have facts. Okay. We don't need faith where we have facts. The fact is you could donate directly to the sanctuary. Now he has to report it. We talked about that in the last video. Charity financials are public record, meaning that he can say that he's going to donate to the sanctuary, but he didn't say how much, he didn't say all of it, and he didn't necessarily make a pledge, and he doesn't have to because it's in his name, right? And he's making the pledge or the offer to himself because he owns the sanctuary. So if he wants to revoke that offer, he can. That's a lot of legal talk when you talk about contract and what's binding, that if you make an intention to give to a charity, that's legally binding if they accept your offer. But he's the owner of the sanctuary, so he can just revoke it. Like, oh, yeah, I don't take you seriously. Or no, I knew you were just joking or whatever it may be. And we're convinced otherwise. Now, he has been on TMZ several times and they seem to be on his side and they think that it's not right because they feel OnlyFans is legal and they feel like they shouldn't have came in and took the raccoon and they're trying to give him this platform and they're full of lawyers. So I'm sure that they know exactly what they're talking about. They know what questions to ask. But for me, I am on the other side of, I do not support things that do not align with my beliefs. Now, you can still choose if you want to, but we cannot. It is nearly impossible to vet every company. So that's why I said in the very beginning about the scripture, be careful how you judge, because just as quickly as you judge this individual because you know him, there may be hundreds, if not thousands, of companies that you're supporting and people that you're supporting that's doing the wrong thing that you're making money from in your portfolio. Now, what are you responsible for? You're responsible for the things that you know. So as you learn more information, you do better, right? You know the old saying, when you know better, you do better. And that's all we can ask for. So if somebody goes back into your history and says, oh, you did this, you're evil. It's like, yeah, I'm grown. You know, I've matured. I've learned more. That was 10 years ago or 12 years ago. I've changed as a person. I remember people says, remember back in school? I was like, I do, but that was 20 years ago. I was like, literally, I could have died, came back to life, lived a whole nother life, and I still would be older than I was when I made that decision. So if I could live a whole nother lifetime up to that point, I think people need the grace to change. And hopefully this guy is changing. Before I close this video, I want to say one more thing. This may not be my last video. Why? Because we still haven't found the money. Now, they can distract us all that they want to. SDEC and all those great things like that, and all these reports and, you know, all the documentation they need and why they came in. Because I heard that because he's doing this OnlyFans, that he actually babysits kids in the neighborhood, and they came in looking for the PORN that maybe they were creating with these children, or potentially are being in that same area or being in that same house. It was a danger. So they used a raccoon, they used a squirrel as an excuse to come in. Now, I don't know. With all the Puff Daddy, P. Diddy stuff that's going on, nothing surprised me nowadays. They go and they attack his house and he has thousands of bottles of baby oil, and they talk about all his white parties and things that are going on. So I don't know what's going on. So as far as this is concerned, we're just going to have to wait. But I'm not interested in that. I'm not into the salacious stuff. I'm not into the gossip. What I'm into is the financials. And that's what, hopefully, if you listen to this whole thing and didn't judge me, you know, 3-5 minutes ago, I am here for the financials. I'm here to teach you to follow the money. I mean, he can get grants. He can just do a quick Google search. He can get grants to different animal shelters, things of that nature, or different grants for his animal shelter. Excuse me. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe so we can push this out to as many people as possible. And what I'm going to do is that the following tax year, when they have to file their financials, because they're less than a year old right now, so technically they don't have to file unless they have $50,000 or more. And what we're seeing is that he has $50,000 or more. I talked about that in the first video as well. So let's pause our criticism for the financials for the current moment and then see what happens next year. But let's keep on our moral hat, and you're going to make that decision for yourself, because that decision is between you and God. But I do want to say this once again: if you want to support the animals, go directly to the charity. If you go to the GoFundMe, then you are giving money to Mark and you are giving him the discretion to do what he wants with the money. Once again, you don't need faith where you have facts. And the fact is, you can give to the sanctuary and he has to do the right thing, because if he doesn't, it's not going to be reported on his financials and he is going to be caught red-handed. Okay? Especially by financial advisors like me. But let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Like I said, God is going to judge him however he wants to. Maybe he has asked for forgiveness. That's between him and God. I don't know. God forgives. He's the ultimate decider if someone is forgiven for their actions or not. Now, if he's still doing it, that's on him. That has nothing to do with me, because I'm not going to do the research on that. You're going to have to do that yourself if that's what you really want to do. And if that's something you want to do, go back and visit video 1 and video 2, because I actually show you how to vet these charities that you are contributing to. Well, I'm not going to keep this long. That's it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.